Magic, yes.
We're on. All right, good afternoon. This is Commissioner Brian Culk. We're meeting in the 12th floor of the Capitol today for a informal hearing on case number PU-12515, Montana Dakota Utility Company, a division of MDU Resources, and City of Mandan, potential service area agreement and related PC&N. What I'll do first is go around the table and joined by my colleagues, but I'll start out with Jerry, if you could identify yourself for the record and go the rest of the way.
Jerry Wynn with staff.
Tammy Eberle with Montana Dakota.
Craig Lillstrader with Montana Dakota.
Jason Benz with Morgan Sioux Electric.
Mark Grumman, Commission staff.
Okay. Thank you very much. I would open it to my colleagues for opening remarks, and I believe it's Commissioner Fetch's portfolio.
Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes, welcome. And I, this is the first one of these I'm able to hear from the beginning. You know, and as I understand it, an agreement has been reached between Morgan Sioux and MDU regarding providing service in the city of Mandan. So I look forward to hearing the testimony about this.
All right. With that,
thank you.
Tammy, we'll turn it over to you.
Sure. Thank you, Commissioners. And we're happy to bring before you another service area agreement. And as noted, this is one that Montana Dakota reached with Morgan Sioux. We entered into the service area agreement back in March. And in June, the city issued franchises to both Morgan Sioux and Montana Dakota Utilities for this area. And we ultimately received city approval of the service area agreement, and that was officially done in their minutes in a meeting that we just recently received. So I do have those minutes from their August 7th meeting that I can enter into evidence here today. So that will that will shore up the city's approval of the service area agreement. Craig Lowestreeter is the electric superintendent for Montana Dakota in this area, and he can walk through the agreement. Or I've also handed out a map that shows the areas, and Jason is here as well to help answer any questions. So from Montana Dakota's perspective, we request that you approve the agreement and issue a PC&N to Montana Dakota so that we can more efficiently serve these customers without coming in for a separate certificate for each customer as we move through this. So, Jason, I don't know if you had anything else.
I don't have anything. Okay. MDU and Morgan Sioux work together great. I think the agreement speaks for itself there. So,
when Jason, when you went through, was there, what was the most, if there was any contentious area that you had to kind of had to work out a little bit?
Boy, not really anything contentious. We just wanted fair and equitable.
Okay.
I think we came to that agreement with both sides there. So.
So, there are no existing Morgan Sioux facilities that'll be inside MDU's area.
There is until such time when MDU builds out to us, and
okay,
then we'll continue to serve those customers where our existing lines are until the time comes where they build out to us, and then we'll come to that agreement at that time.
Okay.
So we don't want to duplicate services.
Sure,
you know. So
okay. All right.
Was there anything else you would
I
add
have
to the map?
To.
Okay.
Well, let's see, any other comments for the, I know Jerry had a staff memo he prepared as well.
Yeah, and the memo just kind of outlines what you've already heard, and staff recommendation is approve it.
Looks pretty amiable all the way around, and you know, certainly an efficient way to handle these types of services. So. I don't really, I read through it. It seems pretty straightforward. I don't have any questions.
Okay.
It is. It's quite a clean one. Even compared to some smaller ones, it's quite clean. There's no leapfrogging whatsoever in any way, so that's good. Do you both need a franchise in the city? Or is it just the minutes? You both have a franchise?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. No, it looks great. congratulations. Good job. Way to go.
Thank you.
Well, we got more ground Sue in here, though. I've got a question for you.
Sure.
How are you? We get
a lot of rape questions.
How are you doing more ground Sue to meet your growing demands for energy? You know, a lot of the co-ops in the Northwest are really struggling to meet their growing areas. How is Moreground Sioux looking? Are you guys, you're not experiencing the same growth, I would think.
We're working with MDU real close. Actually, we're coming out of their Heskett plant.
Okay.
In the transmission line here, we're working on easements right now to accommodate Northwest Mandan, and we're working together. MDU owns transmission line out in the western part of our system, so we're trying to figure out.
How far west do you go again?
West of Hebron, actually. So
you're into the oil country then as well?
Not too much, but the ADM plant out there by Hebron, that's on our area. So definitely load is expanding out there. It's coming along, but we're working with MDU. Actually borrowed some equipment from them. A good working relationship with MDU. So
well, that's good to hear. All right.
How's the recovery from the storm?
The ice storm
a couple years ago. People still feeling it a little bit?
Well, yeah.
We're feeling it.
It's the system was stressed. So to replace all that takes a lot of time. We filed for an extension with the emergency management and FEMA. So that extension's coming up this year. We will not be filing another one. So it'll be done after December. So
this morning I was watching the national news. Hurricane Isaac, you know, ripping up the Louisiana. Actually, I think this was Mississippi. And, you know, they were showing the transformers sparking all over the place. And as the lines are being ripped apart, and I thought, oh, I am so glad we don't have hurricanes.
Yes.
For the record, though, my immediately previous occupation compels me to ask you on this map, somebody read into the record what's in red, because I can't read that.
Future
so can you read that into the record so that we know what that says?
I
think it's the Sunset Drive. Is that what it's...
Yeah, the intent is Sunset Drive will be the dividing line between Montana, Dakota, Moore, Grand Sioux.
Oh.
It's just that more Sunset Drive is not there yet. So the text in red says that future Sunset Drive would be the line of demarcation between the two entities.
Thank you for that clarification.
All right, perfect.
Got my eye too.
All right, with that, is there anything else for the good of the order? All right, we'll close the informal on case number PU12422 and PU12515. Thank you. Do you want this in the special meeting too?